We are on The Still Small Voice, and here's your host, Sharon Hirst.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. You're on with Still Small Voice, and I'm Sharon Hirst. Today on the show, we're going to talk about how to live every day positive. It says in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But in this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome this world." I know every day that we go through is not going to be sunshine all the time, but the Lord wants us to see these so-called setbacks as set up for our journey with Him. The Lord says to us to be encouraged and recognize that these things are only temporary. We don't have to stress over these things because He has already overcome all of this for us. He doesn't want us to always see these as setbacks. There's always something good behind these setbacks that are going on in our life. The Lord doesn't see these setbacks as setbacks, these trials and tribulations that way. He sees them as opportunities for us to grow into a stronger person. So we should allow these obstacles to be stepping stones which draw us nearer to the Lord. And in the midst of what we're going through, don't allow the situations to stop us from praising the Lord and recognize that everything that we're going through is going to work out for our good. Don't allow the trials to stop us from expecting divine breakthroughs to come in our lives. We should look with the eyes of faith and see brighter opportunities, brighter possibilities that will open before us. Ask the Lord to show us His perfect will in what we're going through. And when we learn to embrace these opportunities instead of resisting them, instead of running away from them, the Lord is going to allow us to experience immense growth and blessings. So don't worry about the setbacks. They're setting you up to be blessed by the Lord. And this day, we're going to talk about how not to allow these minor trials and tribulations to keep us bound and held by the strongholds of discouragement and fear. We will discuss how to focus on the positive things in life. And to do that, I have an awesome guest with us today, and she is going to show us how to recognize these setbacks and to show us how to put a positive spin on them. This young lady is going to challenge us to take 30 days out of our lives, just 30 days. And once we get past that 30 days, oh, wow, great things are going to happen. But we're going to take 30 days to move from doubt, discouragement, and negative thoughts. My guest today is Nika Corbett. Nika is the CEO and founder of 30 Days of Positivity. And she is one of the authors of the book by the same name, 30 Days of Positivity. Nika helps women across the country learn how to feel more empowered by teaching them positivity in their personal and business life. She teaches them how to battle against negative feelings and provide positive teaching methods that will open the door to a healthier lifestyle. And I know this myself because I have been working through her book now for 21 days. So welcome to the show, the positivity coach of 30 Days of Positivity, Miss Nika Corbett. Hi, Nika.
Hi, how are you?
I am great, and it's so wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really do appreciate it.
And before I jump into your book, which I've said, I've been working 21 days now, and I'm just waiting to talk to you about that.
Awesome.
Although you coach women on how to be more positive in their lives, your book really doesn't just cater to women. And I know that for a fact because I shared it with a male friend, some of the things that I was working through. So I want the people to know today that this book isn't just for women only. Am I okay to say that?
Absolutely, because actually the book was written with my husband. So the book is definitely for men and women.
Yes, and I tell you, I love it. So let's get started. And I would love for you to share with our listeners how this book came to be and how you started 30 Days of Positivity.
Sure. Actually, it was the Lord, honestly. And what happened, October of 2012, I was laid off from my job. And with that comes a lot of emotions, and I know a lot of people can definitely relate to job loss, but having a family, a mortgage, a car payment, you know, a lot of emotions are just, it was so overwhelming. But, you know, what happened is a week after that, here comes a phone call. My father-in-law lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. So while I wanted to sit and wallow in my self-pity party, you know, I had to put on, you know, us women wearing multiple hats. I had to put on the hat of support for my husband as he went through this, you know, loss. So I had to put on my mask, be happy, we can get through this. And we did. We did. but, you know, reality, you still got to go home and face reality. And that's when I started questioning my self-worth, my value. I'm like, I've worked since I was 16. I have no income. You know, what am I to do now? So I remember just going through, I had another business, and I thought, you know, that was my backup plan. And then I realized that business really is not going to pay the bills. So I remember having a conversation with my husband, really, like, I don't know what to do. I'm getting more and more lower and lower. And he told me, pray. Ask the Lord what it is he mm-hmm. wants you to get out of this experience. And that is what I did. I prayed and asked the Lord, you know you will not put more on me than you can bear. And I just have to understand what it is I'm supposed to do here. And he revealed to me that this battle was not about me, but about others and being wow. a support to others who may be dealing with situations and they don't know how to get through. And that was what was revealed to me. And, of course, at first you're like, and what does that mean? You know, how do I do that? You know, I'm the one hurting here. So I remembered that what I enjoyed most and what brought me most joy was writing and writing inspiration. I used to write letters to people, just that would make me feel good. So I said, well, you know what, let me just try to gain my joy here. And that's what I started doing, blogging. Then people were getting more engaged, so we turned it into a book. And from there, people are like, oh, do you do a workshop here? So from there, it just turned into a company now that we're able to coach, I'll just say individuals, I will say women only, how to live their lives positively, because we do have to know how to overcome these negative things that are going to come, unavoidable.
And that is so true. That was why I reached out to you as well, because As I was on your site and I listened to one of the broadcasts that you gave, you know, you touched on something that I myself had gone through. And like you say, when you've worked all your life and then bam, you are without income, it's devastating.
Oh, yes.
And you find yourself wondering, okay, now am I good for anything? What do I do with myself? Because that part of that support system is gone. And gosh, you have to find a way to rise above that. And when I saw your story there, I went, Lord, okay, that is what I went through. Somebody understands.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's rough. I mean, it's like, yeah, exactly like you said, what do you do? You know, my value is gone. You know, how do I pick myself up? So I understand. Definitely.
And that is true. And you do feel like your value is gone. And I don't know if you went through this, but I had to start talking to myself. As David say, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
I had to give myself little mini sermons, okay, to lift myself up, because I had to make myself recognize that I was more than a paycheck. And like you said, I really had to dig into my word and pray. And the Lord started having me say every day, I am able to give you much more than this, much more than this. So I related to what you were going through, what you went through. And one thing, as women, there are times we have to stop looking at what we're going through and focus on what others are going through around us. And I truly believe that the Lord built us that way.
Absolutely.
I truly do. And your book is truly just awesome. And I got your book so I could start working through it, because I really wanted to be able to share with others how it has helped me and how I have applied some of the principles in your book. And the way you have it set up is truly a blessing. And you cover three things, you said, each and every day.
Yeah.
And I've got your book right in front of me. And
okay.
you say, let's get positive. And this book is a daily journal. And you ask us three questions each and every day. Question one is, what positive things took place in my life today? The second is, how did my action contribute to these results? And I love the last one. What can I do today for my tomorrow?
Yes.
Those are just awesome. And I really had to focus. And every day I had to look for the positive, no matter what was going on. I had to look for the positive. And you even say in there are going to be some days on this journey that things are going to be extremely stressful.
Yeah.
But you teach us how to look for the good in that. So if you don't mind, just talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I commend you for your commitment because no, I honestly, because it is a commitment, and to really be able to say, in the beginning, I've had people who say, oh, absolutely, I want to change, I'm ready, I want to see the good in everything, and they get on the journey, and a couple days in, they're like, you know, this seems more like homework, too much work, but, you know, faith without works is dead.
Amen.
So in order to change that mindset, I figured, versus just having a book filled with inspirational quotes, you know, which I do encourage that. You know, in our positivity plan, we encourage people to look for motivation daily. But in order for you to own it and change it and apply it and maintain it, you have to do some action now while you're going through it. And that's why we put the questions there, so that way you can work through it. And it is challenging, especially those days when you're like, this has been the worst day of my life. You know, what is positive about that? But there's always something good in it. You know, no, it's not good that my father-in-law passed away, but thank you, Lord, he's not suffering. You know, thank you for the memories. You know, there's always something that you can dig just a little deeper to find out why I can look at this from a greater point than focus on the bad.
And that's true. And during my journey, all of my days were not the best days that I wanted them to have. And I put that in there. But at the end of the day, because I always did my writing toward the end of my day. Mm-hmm. And at the end of my day, I really looked back at what I went through, the time that I cried, the time that I looked up, Lord, why?
Yeah.
But at the end of that day, I could still say, thank you, Jesus, because
yeah.
I was still here. And what happened to me, you know, did not take me out. I may have stumbled, but it did take me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still able to lift my head up to look forward to a better tomorrow. So you're right. There is some good in each day. And and you're right. This is a little homework. And you know what? We needed this. It helped me. And I know it will help others, because it will make you focus on the good things in your life. You will look at some of the bad things you've gone through, but
yeah.
It helped me to focus on the blessings that I had in my life. I love being able at the end of that day to say, thank you, Lord, this happened.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, that happened. And the mistakes that I made that day, I used those mistakes not to bring them into my tomorrow. So I learned from them. So this has been an awesome tool for me. Now, I always thought that I was a positive person. But I'm telling you, this book challenged me to take it a notch higher. And it's an awesome tool. And this is something that I say people need to invest in. It's investing in yourself. Yes. It is investing in yourself. And yes, we have to work on ourselves to get to that next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even just, and I agree, I like the last question too, in terms of what will you do tomorrow? And if you do invest in yourself today, the steps that you will take to make your days better tomorrow will be that much easier. So the taking, even time is the investment. You know, taking the time for yourself, blocking out that time to reflect is so important. And I think people miss a lot of, like you said, the blessings because they don't take that time to reflect on their day. And negativity is so ever present. I mean, we wake up to it just by watching the news, you know. So reflecting on the good can only help us to grow. And investment is the time, absolutely.
And that's true. And if you're not going to invest in yourself, I mean, my goodness, you know, I mean, we are sometimes the biggest problems in our own lives.
Absolutely.
We can invest time in watching TV, going to clubs, doing all other kind of things, but take that time to invest. And I'll be honest, there are some days I did 5 minutes of writing, but there are some days I had so much to talk about. that there were days I was in a 10 or 15
sure.
minutes, and there
sure.
were days that I just continued to have little notes going into the next day because so much had happened that I wanted to share and reflect upon. So this is what it's all about, you know, being positive.
Yeah.
Now, on your website, 30 Days of Positivity, you
yeah.
have coaching sessions on here. So I would like for you to share with our listeners what they can expect when they sign up for their very first coaching session.
Well, I always tell people expect transformation to happen because it is a process, but change is going to happen if you commit. So all of our programs that we do have, the foundation is always 30 days of positivity. You know, you have to get through that mindset change first. So with that, you know, it's not that you have to do it by yourself. In the program, you do get one-on-one coaching with myself. And with that, you know, you have the accountability to make sure that, as we said, doing your homework. But also, we also give you some additional tools that you can use to overcome some of your negative triggers. You'll be able to identify those things that do cause you, you know, to stumble sometimes, or those things that are just constantly tugging at you that you may need a little bit more support to get over. And we also like to give people, once they're getting closer to the end, a plan. You know, so once I get to this point of 30 days, I'm feeling great, but I need to know how to maintain. What happens next, as people would say. So in the program, we give people tools and steps to continue the process. Now, that is just if you're doing 30 days, but we have other programs where we focus on, we go a little deeper if we're doing like a 90-day program where we can also have more sessions, more coaching, and also we'll do like a maintenance plan for you and some other tools to help you identify those things that we can overcome and help you get to your goals.
Oh, that is awesome. And one of your tools is in the book that I want to share with them too. And I know it's probably part of the coaching session, but mm-hmm. on one of the days, and it happened to me after I read this, and I thought back to what you said in your book. You say, on this journey towards positivity, you're going to have some challenging days, and it's always not easy to shift to the positive and say, I won't pull up to that car that just cut me off and give him the evil eye. I laugh at that because that happened to me the day after I read this. And I remembered what you said in your book. When you are faced with a particularly challenging situation, I encourage you to ask yourself three questions. Do you want to walk away from this situation being defined only by your emotions or by everything you are as an individual? Do you want to walk away knowing that you have made the worst decision, one that cannot be reversed? Do you want to walk away knowing you have given yourself and others the opportunity to see that you are stronger than the situation at hand. And that's what I did. And these are good things to think about when certain situations come up in our lives. And I said, you know, she talked about this in her book. And when that car cut me off, which had, and I, when I got next to it, I nodded and smiled and kept going. And then I just turned my little music up and just, just rejoiced, because the old Sharon, the old Sharon would have just given him an evil eye. And you know, like, you know better than that. But you know what? I was having a good day. And you have to be in control of your day. I was having a good day, and I was not going to let the enemy snatch that away from me, because this was my day, and it was going to be a great day. And I, when I got next to him, I smiled and kept going, you know, and I was good. And this is what we have to look for, the positive in each and every situation that we go through.
Well, good for you. You know, I mean, and that's not easy, because, I mean, and it doesn't even have to just be that. I mean, it could be anything.
It can, you're right, it could be anything. But you give us tools on how to deal with them, and it is wonderful. And when I finally hit that second week, I went, oh, I'm at my second week. I'm getting better. But, you know, I gave myself little milestones, you know, and look back on what I came through the first week. So it's all about keeping our joy in our life. I mean, we're going to have stumbling blocks along the way, but hey, we got to keep that joy going.
Absolutely. And what I hope that people will do is allow their joy to then transcend onto others. You know, let my light so shine so others can see, you know, and they'll say, you know, can I have some of that? Or they'll see the change in you and say, oh, what happened to that other person? Where is she or where is he? And what are you doing different that maybe I can do too? And that is what I want to be able to see happen for people. And that will only keep you that much more encouraged.
And that is true. So now I've shared my encounter with your book. So will you kind of just walk them through briefly what to expect when they get your book?
Yeah, I mean, first I always say this, be ready with an open mind, you know, and I do share the story in there. But through the book, like you said, it is a journal. I don't want people to think that it's just, you know, information, but they're really written in like a story form, me reflecting on situations that I'm faced with. And what I do is show how I'm able to say, okay, this situation has occurred, and this is the positive spin I was able to put on it, which is a tool that you can implement as well. And we broke it up week by week, and there's scriptures that you can stand on. And throughout the whole month, it's just holding yourself accountable, reflecting, and just giving yourself a pat on the back for the growth and the change that you're making in your life. And then at the end, you know, you want to more or less give yourself an opportunity to see how far you came. And I think you said it as well, that you did it after the first week, where you're like, let me just reflect over the entire week. Like, hey, look, let me just take a moment here and look at my progress that I've made. But, you know, at the end, you're able to do that. And we also give you space in there to do it weekly. But at the end, you also want to just say, you know, job well done, but what can I do next to continue to do it? And that's where we want people to say, you know, reflect back. And the journaling helps, because it's in your words. And you'll be able to understand it because you wrote it, not just a book that you read that someone else has written for you.
That's true. And the stories that your personal stories that you share are so open and honest. And some of them had me laughing, you know, when you were with your child in the potty training.
I knew you were going to say that. I know what story she's talking about.
Okay. that story gave me a different spin on potty training, and the way you handled that, you are to be commended for it, because it was just awesome.
Oh,
But your stories really encourage me and help me to look at things in a different light. I'm going, okay, if she can do that, I can do it too. And hey, this is not the end of the world. But yeah, the stories are down to earth. They are real. And sometimes I could see you going through some of that. And like I said, and I was laughing at some of the things. And I'm going, okay, this is such a blessing. So the book is awesome. And I am challenging people to go to your website and also to buy the book. For those that have been listening today, we have been talking about living every day positive. And my guest has been Nika Corbett. Nika, before we go, please tell people how they can reach you, contact you, so they can start turning things around in their lives.
Definitely. You can visit my website, which is www.30daysofpositivity.com. And you can go on there and see the different programs that are available. You can also follow us on Twitter at 30 Days Positive. And you can also find us on Facebook at www.30daysofpositivity.facebook.com. Or you can email me directly at 30daysofpositivity@gmail.com.
That is awesome. And before we go, I would also like to issue this challenge to my listeners. March is coming to an end. April is just around the corner, and April has 30 days. I challenge each of you right now to get your mind prepared to enter into the month of April doing the 30-day challenge. I guarantee you it will change your life. And as Nika states in her book, our future is positive and prosperity, days of greatness. But to get there, we must continue to press on. So I'm challenging you to press on in the month of April. You got a few days left in March right now to get your mind set, unload a few things. But when April 1st comes around, I want you to rise up and begin April with 30 days of positivity. We can make great things happen with the strength of the Lord on our side. So move towards the positive. In everything that you do from this day forward, strive for positivity. Never stop setting goals and never stop trying to reach them. You may trip, you may stumble or fall, but that's all part of the exciting journey that the Lord has planned for us. But that don't mean you got to give up. We got to pick ourselves up and keep going. The Lord is with us in all that we do. So some of this quote has been from Nika's book. So I pray that this program has blessed you and that you will be challenged to live each and every day positive. Nika, I want to thank you so much for being with me on the show today. And I know that you have blessed our listeners and like me, challenge me to and challenge me even to live a more positive life.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed myself and talking with you. You've encouraged me.
Well, you have encouraged me just as much, and I truly have enjoyed you just as much as I have enjoyed your wonderful book. Fantastic. And until the next time, this is Sharon saying, please continue to keep your channel clear so you can always hear that still small voice, and that still small voice is speaking positive things in your ear. Be blessed and have a great day. Bye-bye.